Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Donald Trump at a rally in Asheville, North Carolina this hour, rolling out his economic plans, including promising no tax on tips. Trump criticizing the Biden-Harris economic policies and says he's confident he and running mate Senator J.D. Vance will win in November.
We're way up here. We got to make sure everyone gets out and votes. But we're way up.
Vance was campaigning in the battleground state of Michigan today, the Harris-Walz campaign, and a memo says another Trump term would be worse for middle-class families. Harris unveils her economic policy Friday in North Carolina. Gaza ceasefire talks set to resume tomorrow. The U.S. leading those talks, even though Hamas says it will not participate. It comes as Iran is vowing to retaliate against Israel after recent assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And Ernesto is churning toward the U.S. Virgin Islands after brushing past Puerto Rico and knocking out power to nearly 700,000 customers. This is ABC News. Waymo, with an explanation now about why their self-driving taxis in San Francisco have been honking at each other all night long.
It's an annoying issue for people who live around a parking lot where Waymo autonomous taxis park in San Francisco. They've been honking all night. Randall White says it started a few weeks ago.
Then it happened again. And again.
Now Waymo is explaining what's going on. The company says the honking is from software meant to prevent slow-moving crashes, and as the cars come into the parking lot, they're honking at each other. The company says it's adjusting its software to fix it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Colorado school district has voted to take nearly 24 books off its library shelves. Board members also adopted a checkout protocol for books that contain, quote, sensitive topics. Parents will be notified if their child attempts to check out a book from the sensitive topic catalog, which includes To Kill a Mockingbird and the Bible. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today will flirt with 80 degrees as clouds are thickening and a system slides on in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 81 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers is pleased with Tuesday's rejection of two Republican-authored constitutional amendments. The Democratic governor says voter approval would have made it difficult to distribute federal funding when it's needed most.
It takes away some of the complexities that would have happened, whether it had been me as governor or somebody else as governor.
Had the questions passed, legislative oversight would have been required before any new federal dollars could be distributed. In Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, Tony Weed defeated State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in the Republican primary. Weed will face Democrat Kristen Lierley to fill the seat vacated by former Congressman Mike Gallagher. Weed was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. The district is heavily Republican. Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on purchasing tablets for City Council members for emails and council packets, along with reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It's Rebecca Cook heading forward in Western Wisconsin's race for Congress. Cook beat current State Representative Katrina Shankland to grab the Democratic nomination for Congress. The race was perhaps the most heated in the state, with allegations from both sides. She received about 49% of the vote in a three-way race. In terms of raw votes, she beat Shankland by more than 5,000 votes. Cook will now take on incumbent Congressman Derek Van Orden for the 3rd Congressional District in November. The days of free parking next to the Y Tennis Center are over. Eau Claire City Council last night voted to start charging for parking there. Later this month, drivers will have to pay $1 per hour to park in the lot. You'll have to use either an app or the lot's kiosk to pay. No one's saying why Eau Claire is making the change or just how much money the city expects to see from the new fee. Voters in Wisconsin said no to putting limits on the governor's spending powers. Voters yesterday rejected a pair of constitutional amendments that would have given lawmakers some say in how billions of dollars in federal money was spent. Democrats in the Senate framed the question as a Republican power grab. Conservatives and Republicans in the state said there needs to be some oversight in how those dollars are spent. About 58% of voters rejected the amendments. We could get an update today on elk hunting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board is set to meet in Madison, and the state's elk management plan is on the agenda. Wisconsin expanded elk hunting to 2 regions last season, and hunters continue to show a strong interest in the hunt. No one is saying what, if any, changes the DNR board may make to the elk management plan. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annapolis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Montovi City Council has approved an ordinance asking communication companies to bury communication lines underground when possible. Montovi Mayor Brady Weiss says service interruptions are prevented when utilities are buried underground.
You know, this is a step in the right direction. It aesthetically makes the city look better, but also, you know, if we just look at some of the storms that hit as close by as Gilmerton here in the last month and a half, I think there's just less opportunity for service interruptions when the things are properly buried underground.
NTEC is currently upgrading to fiber optic across the city of Mondovi. A trial date was set on Tuesday for the Western Wisconsin nurse who allegedly cut off a dying man's foot. Mary Brown of Durand is accused of caring for a patient with severe frostbite on his feet at Spring Valley Senior Living in 2022 and amputated the man's foot without the man's or doctor's permission. Tuesday in court, her trial on elder abuse and mayhem charges was set to begin August 19th. It's expected to last 4 days. There was a shortage of paper ballots at some polls in Eau Claire yesterday. Deputy City Clerk Rebecca Dragner said a higher-than-expected voter turnout caused the shortages. No one was ever without a ballot, and the clerk's office simply sent more to where they were needed. In all, about 33% of people turned out for yesterday's primary election. A homeless man who set a series of fires in Eau Claire is headed to prison for a year and a half. A judge yesterday gave Joshua Strom an 18-month sentence for arson. Strom admitted that he had set a porta potty, a couple of dumpsters, and bus shelter on fire back in December of last year. Strom told the judge he was angry that he was kicked out of the local homeless shelter. Strom also told the judge he has mental health issues. There's now a First Amendment challenge to Wisconsin's personalized license plate restrictions. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking the judge to strike down the state law that allowed the DMV to ban license plates that are deemed objectionable. Will lawyers say people have a First Amendment right to personalize their license plate? The case stems from a man who wanted a license plate that read RDRRAGE for road rage. The DMV allowed him to get the plate back in 2003, but then later denied the request. Will's Lucas Weber says Wisconsin's license plate law allows bureaucrats at the DMV to decide what speech is allowed and what speech is objectionable. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Minnesota Zoo is celebrating a new record. The Apple Valley-based facility has drawn close to 1.46 million people in fiscal year 2024, which ended July 1st. That number exceeded the attendance record of 1.37 million set in 2012. Zoo officials credit the Treetop Trail for luring additional visitors. That opened in July of 2023. Treetop Trail is an elevated walking trail that gives a clear view of 10 different animal exhibits, along with ponds and woods. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
NASCAR penalizes Dillon and Logano. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Both Austin Dillon and Joey Logano have been penalized for their controversial actions at the end of Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series event at Richmond Raceway. NASCAR Today leveled penalties against Dillon, who made contact with Logano and Denny Hamlin on his way to the victory. Dillon and his Richard Childress Racing team will lose 25 driver and owner points, and the finish will not count towards a berth in the 2024 playoffs. His spotter, Brandon Benich, has been suspended for the next three events. The sanctioning body also penalized Logano for initiating a burnout in Dillon's pit following the checkers with a $50,000 fine. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
The Packers wrapped up their second practice of the week and will go again tomorrow before heading to Denver to hold a joint practice against the Broncos on Friday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Then the two teams will square off Sunday night in preseason game number 2. Training camp practice 13 in the books for the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall. They're set to work again tomorrow. Brewers and Dodgers play game 3 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. LA has won the first 2 in the series. The Brewers have now dropped 3 straight overall. Frankie Montas gets the nod for the Crew. Viewership for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games averaged a combined 30.6 million viewers per day for NBC Universal's daytime and primetime coverage. That's an 82% increase from the 2020 Tokyo Games. The Midwest League Peoria is at Wisconsin, Quad Cities at Beloit, and the Little League World Series starts in Williamsport, Pennsylvania today. The 20-team tournament has 10 teams from the U.S. and 10 international. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's almost time for another high school football season, as games are just over a week away. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Believe it or not, we're less than a week away from the first high school football games of the 2024 season, and we've got you covered for all your gridiron needs at wisports.net. Earlier this month, we wrapped up our look at the class of 2025 player rankings. Our top-ranked senior is Notre Dame's James Flanagan, a WFCA All-State choice as a tight end. He is also a standout on the defensive side of the ball. He's committed to the University of Notre Dame, where his father, Jim, also attended. Speaking of the Fighting Irish, our second-ranked player is massive Catholic Memorial offensive lineman Owen Strebig, who received offers from all over the country, but has also given a commitment to Notre Dame. Coming in third is Verona defensive back Trey Poteet, who is committed to Tennessee. The Wisconsin Badgers missed out on all three of our top-ranked players, but do have commitments from several other outstanding players, including Middleton defensive lineman Torin Petaway, Germantown linebacker Cooper Catalano, Nina safety Grant Dean, and Wautoma offensive lineman Michael Reske, all ranked in our top 10. We're also knee-deep in conference previews, with every league in the state wrapped up on WSN by Sunday. WSN Senior Football Award watch list will also be announced later this week. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Have you seen those great, big, huge hair jigs that they're using for bass? I'll describe what they are and how to present them, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
There's a new technique that's being used right now to catch really huge largemouth bass. It's a big hair jig, a big, fluffy hair jig. And what you do is take these big jigs, they weigh 1/2 ounce up to 3/4 ounce, and they've got big hairy bodies on them with fairly large hooks. And what you do is you find a rock pile or a deep weed bed that's next to some hard bottom, and you fish the edge of those weeds or right over those rocks. Now, these huge bass are in very deep water, above the thermocline, of course, you're probably out in 20, 22, 23 feet of water. And these fish are out there laying over the tops of those rocks, right on the edge of that vegetation, and you cast out this big hair jig. When this thing's wet, the body of this thing will extend out probably 4 inches long. And you let this sink to the bottom, and you just drag it with little hops and pops along the way. And boom, these bass will swim out and just inhale this thing. Try it out. They really work. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today will flirt with 80 degrees as clouds are thickening and a system slides on in. Winds may gust up to 20 miles per hour, and scattered showers and some storms are expected to roll in, mainly after 4. As we continue to get drenched into tomorrow, too, flash flooding is possible. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 81 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We've got a lot to unpack today because there's a lot of influences within this trade that goes beyond what we're seeing in the fields growing or USDA reports that came out earlier this week. There's a lot of outside pushes that are going to weigh in. So to get those details today, we're bringing in Arlen Suderman. Arlen is with StoneX as we kind of break it down. And first of all, I think, you know, the discussion about the CPI this morning brought a lot of attention in the market trade.
Yeah, the consumer price index, inflation at the consumer level, that gives the market an indication of where we're going with inflation. As we've talked about before, that when the smart money on Wall Street, and you can debate how smart it is, but it is what it is, when the smart money thinks that inflation is going down, then they tend to want to be short or sold the commodities. And when they think it's going up, then they want to be long the commodities or buy the commodities. And lately they've been having an impression that inflation is going down going forward. And this, and frankly, yesterday's producer price index and today's consumer price index didn't do a whole lot to change that. Now, month on month, we saw the numbers move up a little bit. But when you look year on year, the numbers were creeping lower, down to 2.9% year on year for the headline number. And that's the first time that it's been below 3% since March of 2021, 40 months without being below 3%. Now we're back below it, getting closer to that 2% mandated level. And so it kind of keeps alive that feeling that inflation is trending lower. And so we remain in a commodity deflation mode overall. And so I think that's what's important. Now, the trade has scaled back a little bit its expectations of 4 rate cuts by the end of the year to 3, but still rate cuts.
So then as you look, Arlen, I mean, obviously, and you talked about it in your midday commentary, and you talked about the stocks, and they were quite firm following that inflation data that came out. But there's a lot of other issues that are bracing in as well. You talk about Iran, possible attacks with Israel, Ukraine, and Russia. You know, we know Ukraine soldiers sneaking across the border. These geopolitics kind of weighing right back in again.
Yeah, exactly right. And I've been asked, okay, what could turn around prices in the near term? And in the near term, I'd have to say probably two things I'd be watching. One would be geopolitical risks. Now, if geopolitical risks means China making a move on Taiwan, that's bearish. But if it means war breaking out over a broader region of the Red Sea, the Middle East, or the Black Sea, then that's probably supportive. The other factor I'd be watching for is a return of inflationary pressures. And this morning's data did little to turn that tide in the other direction. So that means we probably wouldn't see those inflationary pressures come back for another month or two or three or four, unless we would see a war break out in the Red Sea or Black Sea area that would be seen as inflationary for energy prices, and that does tend to change the look at inflation. But otherwise, unfortunately, we'll probably see the funds continue to short these grain and oilseed markets.
Well, speaking of the oilseed side of it, California has a new biofuels. And I'm not fully, I haven't read a lot about it, Arlen, but I know the markets have some concerns as they look at this moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the California Air Resources Board, and they generally set policy that is the most green in the country, so to speak, and most environmental in the country, and they tend to set the tone for other states that have subsidies for the biofuels. So that's really where we've gotten a lot of their origins of a lot of our biggest subsidies for grain and oil seeds going into our advanced biofuels. So what they do really matters. And this week we saw a report that the CARB board, California Air Resources Board, has proposed limiting the amount of oil seeds, which would be soy oil and canola oil, that can be used as feedstock for the green diesels, which would be biodiesel and renewable diesel, to no more than 20% of production. Now, they can use more than that, but beyond that, the subsidy goes down, or the carbon intensity score goes down to the equivalent of fossil fuels, which means they lose their subsidy, and without the subsidy, they just don't pay. And basically, it looks like what the board is trying to do in developing their low-carbon fuel program is to move everything and force everything toward electric vehicles. And that's continuing to be their move. And this is a big blow to soy oil demand and to the expectations that domestic demand was really going to save us as China moves away from U.S. soybeans toward Brazilian soybeans. It goes into effect in 2026, so a couple years away. There's an open comment period now for, I believe, 2 weeks, just a two-week window for open comments. So the general expectation is that it is going to go through.
And, of course, that'll be interesting to see what moves forward in that. What are you seeing? I mean, we'll talk more about this when we come back, but there's some hotter weather that looks to be factoring in as well into this marketplace into the next week.
Yeah, it does look like we're going to see high pressure building back, particularly up through the center of the country. Right now, it's looking transitory, not going to lock in, not going to hold for very long.
All right. Well, more is coming up. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this weather. We know we're in that critical pod filling stage going on, but we're also going to take a look at what folks are saying. A lot of crop tours are underway, a lot of wrapping up, and how this crop really is looking across the entire growing area. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell. Stick around. We've got more coming up in just a moment. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continue with Arlen Sudum of StoneX. And Arlen, we're either going to make friends or we're going to make enemies with the second half of the episode, because we're going to talk what we're hearing crop-wise. I know a lot of crop tours are underway. You have a past experience as an agronomist. And as you look at the numbers and the reports that are coming in and even what you're seeing for yourself, it sounds like things are looking pretty good out there in the country.
Yeah, it really is. I just finished looking at the weather data for the month of August through the first 2 weeks. We started off warm, as you recall, but we've cooled down considerably. And so I looked at the first 14 days of the month and how they rank temperature-wise. And one of the more milder starts to the month of August for the Midwest that we've seen on record in 130-some years of records. And that tends to slow the maturation of the crops down. And when you do that, then you get bigger seed size, and bigger seed size tends to increase yield. So USDA's numbers that we got on Monday for the crop, showing a record size crop by quite a ways, are expected to get bigger as we go into the September report, and particularly when you look at the forecast going forward. So, yeah, we do have some warmer weather looking like is going to move into the western part of the Midwest in particular as we go into probably more next week. But beyond that, it kind of doesn't last, doesn't really dig in, it doesn't look like at this point. And much of the rest of the Midwest stays rather seasonally mild. And that's really the pattern that we see higher yields going forward. Some of the crop tours that have started this month and happened this month really kind of confirming that as well. We're getting reports of just fantastic crops really from Nebraska all the way east to Ohio, that it's really hard to find a bad field outside of those areas that were exceptionally wet back in June in the northwestern part of the Midwest, or we've talked ad nauseum about those spots and the problems that are there. But outside of that, it's just hard to find a bad field, and looks like yields are going to be high this year.
So what about those folks that still have old crop in the bins that were banking on some big struggles this year? Because you and I both know it was definitely talked about.
Yeah, it really was, and that's where I have real problems with some of the people who have been on social media over the last year trying to sell their services by saying, don't sell yet because it's going to be a crop failure, or don't sell yet because Brazil's going to have a crop failure. And that's led some people into trusting them and making some bad decisions, and that's very frustrating to me overall. I get asked quite a bit now about, what are the chances that we've put in the harvest low with this August report? Anything is possible. I mean, particularly we could have widespread war in the Middle East break out tomorrow and cause a short covering rally or something like that. But aside from that, the historical tendency is to not put in a harvest low until the market is comfortable with the size of the crop. And then they shift their focus to the demand side of the balance sheet. And right now, the size of the crop's getting bigger. USDA gave us a larger than expected record yield on Monday. And the expectation in the trade is now that it's getting bigger. And because the farmer is behind in selling both an old crop and a new crop, the managed money is very comfortable holding very large short or sold positions, because they know that if something happens in the overnight headlines, like war, a broader war in the Middle East or something, to cause them to need to get out of their short positions, the farmer will let them off the hook. And if you look at the latest CFTC data that became available last Friday, which was as of the previous Tuesday, it showed that fund managers unwound quite a bit of short positions during that week. But the price hardly moved at all, and it was because of the farmer selling, trying to empty the bins to make room for this next crop. And so that gives the money managers a lot of comfort and a lot of confidence to maintain or to be short. And so I'd be reluctant to say that the bottom is in right now, and that's unfortunate for the farmer who still has grain to sell.
Yeah, very much so. What about this feeder market? We can talk about something positive. They were on fire today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's optimism about the economy. We saw the big collapse last week when the stock market collapsed. on fears of a recession. And I think that Wall Street's trying to figure out just what we talked about last week, that it wasn't recession. It was all about the unwinding of the yen carry trades that did that to the market. And as such, we're getting a little bit more confidence back in the economy and our opportunities to sell beef going forward.
Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Arlen?
StoneX.com or over on X, or formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. The Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture released their July update to the monthly Ag Economy Barometer last week, and despite the recent drop in commodity prices, farmers are feeling more optimistic. I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability, and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. In July, Purdue's Ag Economy Barometer rose 8 points to a reading of 113, indicating an improvement in overall farmer optimism. This comes despite ongoing concerns about declining commodity prices and high input costs. The index of current conditions saw the largest increase, climbing 10 points to hit 100, while the index of future expectations rose 7 points to 119. According to Dr. James Minter, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, the sentiment improvement is somewhat puzzling, he says, especially given the decline in prices for corn and soybeans from mid-June to mid-July. It seems that fewer farmers are expecting bad times ahead, which helped boost the overall outlook. One of the key takeaways from this month's report is that high input costs remained the top concern for 34% of producers, followed closely by lower crop and livestock prices, which were cited by 29% of the respondents. Interestingly, concerns over rising interest rates have decreased, with only 17% of farmers listing it as a top issue. That's down from 23% in June. Dr. Minert suggests this could be due to recent signals from the Federal Reserve that interest rates may have peaked. Despite the improved sentiment, the Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 4 points to 81, reflecting ongoing concerns about the financial health of farm operations. This decline follows 2 months of modest improvements in both May and June. The lower index reflects the impact of weaker commodity prices, which are squeezing profit margins even as production costs remain high. In a slightly better spot, the Farm Capital Investment Index rose 6 points to 38, which is still low, but the increase suggests that fewer producers believe that now is a bad time to make major investments. Dr. Minert noted that the modest shift in investment outlook may be linked to declining concerns over interest rates, but the overall investment climate remains cautious. I'll be back with more after this.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old.